There's loads of other people out there, they say, they love Mickey as well. So you're not alone, Victoria.
There you go, you see.
The I Love Mickey fan club Lads. Has been opened. I hope he does come to Cork sometime. It'd be so great to have Mickey Flanagan as a comedian coming to Cork.
What are you saying his name like that for?
Just to make sure everyone knows what I'm talking about.
We all love Mickey.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Flanagan.
Yes,
Flanagan.
Thank you. Throw that in there.
Flanagan.
2 days to Valentine's Day. Have you heard about the love
inflation?
Love inflation.
Oh yeah, Kelly was talking about that. Go on, Kel.
So how much more expensive is Valentine's?
No worries, I'm not trying to get the sport ready here or anything. I'm not, just totally busy.
I'm only joking.
Love inflation. It's just in general inflation anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything is too expensive, yeah.
Chocolate's jumped up 11%. Restaurant prices are up 4% on last year. The cost of a taxi is 9%.
Yeah.
More than last year. So it's just, what are your plans? Because they're going to cost you.
It's, do you know what? It's so much better to be single around Valentine's, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Go and spend that money on a spa treatment or something for yourself.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Kelly Boo. Back to your sport now. See you later. 2 days to Valentine's Day, 19 days till the Oscars. And yes, there is only 316 sleeps left until Christmas, everybody.
There you go.
Today is Red Hand Day. It's an international day against the use of child soldiers across the globe.
Oh, brilliant.
A day that needs to be highlighted and heightened. If you celebrate your birthday today, I don't have a huge amount on the birthdays, just Mick.
Are you still talking about Mickey's?
Not Mickey, Mikey. Mike Posner, the American singer who had that song about taking something in Ibiza.
That's right, yeah.
He's 37 today. And what happened history-wise on this day in 1998? Dutch football superstar Ruud Gullit was sacked as the Chelsea manager.
Oh, yeah.
Was he the Chelsea manager?
He was for a while. That's right.
And also, on this day in 2006, ASDA over in the UK started selling a new economy Valentine's card, which cost just 8 pence.
Okay.
And they sold out of them in the first 20 minutes.
What was the catch, though?
It was just so cheap, but you knew it when you got it. Like, it had probably an ASDA logo across the front.
Yeah, you know.
You know? Other things that are going on in the world. Cian DeCroix has organised a second date at Live at the Marquee. First one completely sold out. So another show, an extra show, July 20th, is going to go on sale on Friday at 10 if you missed this round of tickets.
Brilliant.
Make sure you hit up Aiken Promotions for more details on that. But round two for Cian. The message has gone into his management. We want that Jack Russell song.
He's such a nice guy, isn't he?
Brilliant.
Excellent
live. You're going to love it live if you've never seen him.
Humor.
Parents must improve kids' net safety. This is according to Internet Safety. It's not been prioritised enough. You're giving devices to kids. And the scary thing about this, Vic, as I always say, is it's not necessarily you're giving your kids access to the internet.
It's the world has access to your kid.
Yeah, the internet has access to your child.
That's the problem, lads.
What are they looking up? What are they watching? What have they seen? They did a load of research into it.
All right.
2,000 primary school children. Okay. A third had experienced upsetting content.
God, lads.
Including content that no child should see. Because they're just endlessly scrolling. They're going to venture into places that they shouldn't be. There's all kinds of settings on YouTube. There's all kinds of settings.
Parental controls, yeah.
Put them into kids' YouTube, not the actual YouTube.
Exactly, yeah.
And then there's all kinds of search safety things you can put on. Google have a brilliant safety filter that you can put on your phone.
Yeah.
Which you can set up if your kids are using it.
They're getting better and better at that now because they have to, because it's just these stats are coming out and it's frightening.
Yeah, and it's damaging kids. Just be aware of that. This is really, really nice. The IRFU is launching a unique initiative. All babies born in this country on the 15th of February 2025 are going to receive an Irish replica kit.
Oh.
A little rugby replica kit.
Oh my God, I love that.
For parents of newborns can easily claim this gift by submitting a copy of their baby's birth cert via email to 150 events at irfu.ie.
That's such a good idea.
So little tiny newborns are going to have their first rugby kit.
Are they going to do that every year from now on?
I think it's just to commemorate the 150 years.
That's really nice.
So that's really good. So that's happening. So if you want a free kit and you're pregnant, push like hell in the 15th.
Yeah.
Get those hot curries into you. Finally, for now, in the latest things, a cheeky cat has caused 2 days of delays for passengers after sneaking on board a plane. This Moggy was heard meowing by crew just after the aircraft was about to take off. Maintenance staff were called into the scene to remove several panels from the Boeing 737.
To get to it.
Before getting the little fella jumped into the electricity bay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it could have been a Kentucky Fried Cat at 40,000 feet. Anyway, they found the little fella and he's back with his owners.
Aww.
The cat on the plane was off to Catalonia.
Yay, I like it, right. Brendan.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
There goes the alarm.
Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Right, it is 6.30 exactly. Huge response to this morning. Well done, gang. Stephanie, you're right. Kelvin's in Tip. Morning, Kelvin. Hello, Tipperary. How are you? What's somebody from Tipperary doing listening to a Cork radio station?
Tipperary. I like the Rock of Cashel.
What's the big thing in Tip? Apart from the two Johnnies. They're Tip boys, aren't they?
Well, there is the GAA as well.
But some county, she's a big hurling county now.
Are they cats? No.
No, the cats will be next door.
Sorry.
Retract that statement.
Oh, sorry, I've forgotten.
With urgency. Kilkenny of the Cats.
Tip would be known
as the premier county.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Lot of history, lot of big Irish history from Tipperary town. A lot of big figures came out of that neck of the woods. Pat Short is Tip.
Oh, I like Pat Short.
Pat Short's a lovely man, but he doesn't like parts of Cork.
No, he doesn't. That's
right. He's got a serious issue with some part of Cork.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you know that there's a meteor about to hit the world in 2032 or something?
Okay, right.
NASA have changed the odds of this smacking into us to 1 in 42 chance. Now that on a cosmic level, that is. That is terrifying. Yeah. Now, what we're going to do, we can't send Bruce Willis up.
Right. So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
We're going to have to get the head together now and, you know, try and come up with a plan, lads.
I reckon Sean Ogan, a bucket of Schlitters.
Yeah,
knock it off course. We'll send up the Rock O'Sullivan to the Rock.
That's exactly it.
Pat was asked when this thing hits Earth, if it does hit Earth,
yeah,
what part of Earth would he like it to wipe out?
What, the meteor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever driven through Charleville?
I've done gigs in Charleville.
Well, there you go. You know what it's like. They park abandoned cars on the sides of the roads in Charleville. Every day is like a mart day in Charleville. And it's just, you can't get through it. I don't go. I go Ballylanders now if I go to Cork. I would not go through Charleville. I refuse to go through Charleville.
So that's what he wants.
He wants Charleville and North Cork to be hit by it.
Pat. There's nothing wrong with Charleville.
Pat speaking on Today FM.
They do park their cars all over the place.
It's a bit of a free for all, and they don't park. They don't park like in. There's arses sticking out everywhere.
They park up a hedge.
Yeah, there's cars on cars in Charleville.
Yeah.
So anyway, hello, back to Tipperary.
What did he say? He goes Ballylanders now if he's going to Cork.
We go to Ballylanders now. The back road to Ballylanders will take you straight into Limerick.
Is that it?
The back road.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very handy if you travel. If you want to get to Limerick and you're travelling up the M8 Dublin Road, you just go off Ballylanders direction.
Okay.
It's a bit like 40 minute drive off through some back roads.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. Anyway, Kelvin's been back to me from Tipperary.
Just
saying best radio station, Red FM. Best morning show. Don't forget the Bulmers.
Thanks, Kelvin.
All right, Kelvin.
That's very kind of you.
You nearly swear Kelvin was looking to win a weekend break somewhere, wouldn't you? You're in the draw, buddy. Thanks so much. Who else have we got here? Someone is in on a 1.5 hour drive of a 5 hour drive to Donegal.
Oh, wow.
Who's doing
that?
That's
a long drive.
Could do with that trip. I'm an hour and a half into a 5 hour trip to Donegal. Can you not? No, you can't fly from Cork to the north, can you?
It'd be great if you could. Remember, you used to. Can you still fly from Cork to Dublin?
I don't think so.
You used to be able to when I first moved here.
Oh, they had, they had Air Erin flights.
They did.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about Air Erin. Ex-girlfriend of mine from 15, 16 years ago used to work for an airline.
Okay.
Okay. And this happened. You can check it up. You can Google the article.
Yeah.
I don't like propeller planes.
But
they're too noisy. I don't trust them.
Yeah. They're.
Halfway through the flight, the right engine cut out.
Oh, God.
So they've got one engine and they had to go up to the front and they had to ask a lady who was a little bit larger to move to the other side of the plane to balance the plane out.
Oh my God, is this true?
Honest to God. They had to ask some people to move. Can you move over here, please? We need to balance the plane because the engine's struggling.
Oh my God.
Big investigation. Somebody forgot to put a bit of fuel in the wing.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you kindly, madam. They've done a load of research and asked 2,000 people about the best places to get proposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Where you would like your partner, your significant other, to go down on one knee
okay.
and pop that big question. Now, can you have a guess worldwide of where people will be pointing to? What are you thinking?
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower is in there at number two.
Yeah. Somewhere in Rome anyway, Trevi Fountain.
The Colosseum in Rome.
Colosseum, yeah.
That's the number one.
Yeah, you pull out the ring. Are you not entertained?
I love it. Yeah, okay. So yeah. Rome, Paris, where else? Somewhere in London, maybe?
The London Eye.
Yeah, it's all the big cities, isn't it? What about Dublin?
The London Eye, been on a big Ferris wheel thing. I don't know. Then it breaks down, you're stuck up there for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah, how would you feel about going for an old gondola ride and...
Venice, yeah.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Are you talking about the River Lee or Venice?
Oh, we'd put you in the Dunstores trolley going down the River Lee. Same thing. Niagara Falls is hugely popular at number three.
Yeah, okay.
Top of the pile is Central Park.
I was just going to say New York, but I was going to say,
the Empire State Building?
The Empire State, yeah.
Empire State Building is in there as well. A canal cruise in Amsterdam as well. Windsor Castle has come in there as well at 10. All of these places. What about locally?
Locally?
Yeah.
Shandon.
On the top, like at the Bellas, at the four-faced liar.
Yeah, that'd be an iconic
bad
one
omen.
For here.
We're...
What about Fitzgerald's Park?
Fitzie's Park is gorgeous.
Isn't it?
On the shaky bridge on a nice sunny Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I like the Rose Garden in Fitzgerald's Park.
I spoke to a lady on the air years ago when we were asking about Cork proposals.
Okay.
Because we were looking for the most unusual or unthought out Cork proposal time. And if you want to join in on that, 0868104106. But they were in the kitchen together, this lady and the husband-to-be. And he went, over there, la. And she's like, what? Behind the kettle. Over there, la. And she pulled back the kettle and there was a ring behind it.
Oh, listen.
How romantic.
I mean,
I'm going to say about that is...
She might love tea. It might be her favourite place in the
over
world.
Over there, la.
I just think, you don't need bells and whistles.
Just a kettle.
Whatever. Over there, la. It could have been a bit more... The speech could have been a bit...
Yeah, you're right, Kelly. Maybe he could have said, put a few more words into that sentence, all right.
But, a man of many words, I imagine.
Ladies and gentlemen of Cork who are in a married state or an awful state, whatever the state may be, tell me about your proposals. Where did it happen?
Oh, yeah, I'd love
any
to
unusual, funny ones? Anyone on the bus to Bishopstown? The shaky bridge?
203.
Upstairs in the High B bar? Yeah. Back of Hillbillies? Whatever, wherever it happened, please. Give me your best Cork proposals. 0868104106. Voice notes. What I want to know this morning is Cork proposals. You won't beat them. There's romance out there that you'll find like nowhere else in the country, and I want to hear about them this morning.
Absolutely. Morning, guys. About 14 years ago, you were running a competition to win an engagement party. So I was in the kitchen, washing the ware, giving out...
You could lick it.
...no husband that we could have entered that competition had we been engaged. So then he asked me to marry him, and I said yes.
Oh, wow. So you kind of manifested indirectly.
He took the hint.
He got it.
Yeah.
Are you, it sounds like you've got some budgies and babies in the background, so it's all going well. Life is going well, yeah?
Hi, Casey. I proposed to my wife live on Facebook and put the video up that night while we were sitting down together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
Live Facebook proposal.
That's really cool. That's
how you get everybody involved.
Alan,
yeah.
Morning, lads. I know a fellow who proposed to his missus the tower table in Tony's Bistro. It wasn't me, by the way.
Why the third table? Is that lucky, is it?
It's the lucky third table.
In Tony's.
It's the table of love in Tony's Bistro.
Listen, you do you, like...
I wonder, did you guess, you must have got the fry on the house. That's what Tony's would have taken really good care of you now for a big proposal in Tony's. No better spot.
Morning, guys. Apologies for the voice. It's going. I was proposed to it live at the Marquee in front of about 5,000 people waiting for Ali Murs to come on. And the poor lad, his timing couldn't have been more impeccable. He got down one knee and proposed as the lights came on and the DJ had just finished his set and the lights came on, so the whole place on.
Oh, right in the middle of the crowd after the DJ, before Ollie hit the stage. What if you'd said no?
Oh, God.
It would have ruined that Ollie
gig. Mortification.
And then Ollie comes out singing Heartbreaker.
Oh, God. My brother Brian proposed to his wife while she was sitting on the toilet dying with a massive hangover from the night before. He said to her, would you like to be... Would you like to be buried with my people? Then she says, by the way, they married on February the 29th, so you wouldn't have to buy her many anniversary gifts.
She was sitting on the pot.
From Olivia. I love that, Olivia. That's made my day, that,
that
story.
That is cock romance.
Isn't it?
Like no other.
She was sitting on the pot. And then he said, would you like to be buried with my people?
I love that. I love that.
Such a good story.
I got engaged down in Silver Springs on New Year's Eve / day, and I'm 25 years engaged.
Get the finger out, lad.
Ah, come on.
Thank you so much. Listen, it's only a matter of time now.
Well, you're telling me.
Out of all of the Cork proposals, I think this one gets my seal of approval. Okay. All right, let's see.
Good Irish proposal. Up and tear up half and the co-colon. The rings inside the back of the tear up. How about that?
He's on a roller coaster, the Cuchulain. He put the ring in a bag of tato. There you go, la.
I want to know if she said yes. Did she tell him to, you know?
Good Irish proposal. Up and tear up half and the Cuchulain. The ring's inside the back of the tato. There you go, la. Inside the back of the tail,
it's still funny.
There you go, that.
That might be one of the most beautiful romantic things I've ever heard. Not only do you get an engagement ring, but it's cheese and onion flavours.
You can lick it.
That's Cork romance like no other. Sorry? We're clipping that one up. Thanks very much. That was Rag and Bone Man, who supported Shania Twain over the summer and was apparently, according to good sources, the main event.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Hey Vic, I can add it to yesterday's one as well.
I know you can.
Do not use your finger.
Tried. Can't split and drag.
Okay. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hello, Ava. Happy Wednesday.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Ava, listen, we got a 1,000 euro with your name on it here. You give me 10 out of 10 in 60 seconds, and you get the correct answer for the last question before that buzzer.
Yep.
We're going to write you a cheque for 1,000 euro. First of all, what part of Cork are you in, Ava?
In Mayfield.
Very good. Okay. Have you been proposed to yet, Ava?
No, geez, not yet.
You're not ready. Aww. You're not ready to be that miserable. Okay.
It's not misery, isn't it, Ava?
Well, listen, this is a 1,000 euro. What are we going to do with it? What do we need to spend this on now? Is it going to cover some bills, or are you getting out of here on a sun holiday?
Yeah, I'll book a holiday straight away.
You're dead right.
I love holidays open and all.
Yeah. Where's the best place you've gone on holiday?
I like Lanzarote now in Portugal, Carmen.
Yeah.
2 hours from Cork.
So
you just
handy.
Can't beat it. Let's go for it. Come on.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Ava, in the comic, Superman's real name, Peter Parker or Peter Pepper?
Peter Parker.
Finish the name of this pop artist. Dua.
Lisa.
Question number 3. Where in Ireland is the city of the tribes?
Galway.
Question 4. Which ancient people mummified bodies?
Egyptian.
Question 5. What country are Real Madrid from?
Spain.
Question 6. Who did Jennifer Lopez recently divorce? So she got back with him. They were engaged. Yeah. They broke up. They got engaged. They got married. They got broke up.
Yeah. She was with him a long time ago, then with him again.
First name, Ben. I can give you no more help.
Ben.
If you were like flicking a rollie out of your mouth.
Ben Affleck.
Question number 7. Christopher Lloyd played Dr. Brown in what trilogy? Christopher Lloyd, Dr. Brown, trilogy of amazing movies. Steven Spielberg was the director. They went back to the future. Ava, you were doing great. You were doing great, but the clock killed it. You got everything correct up to Ben Affleck. Yeah, you get me Ben Affleck eventually. Back to the Future was number 7, and we had 2 more questions to go. That's rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry now.
But you still. Thanks anyway, guys.
You did very well.
We give you a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living, Ava.
That's on its way.
Thank you very much.
Get yourself something nice. Thank you for waking up with us. Ava, please come back and give it a go again because you're very good at this. You'll get it yet, okay?
You will.
I will. Thank you very much.
Mind yourself, Ava. Good luck. Red FM.
Breakfast
with Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
Love and romance. Nothing will hold a torch to a Cork man when it comes to setting up that romantic moment.
That's
the
right.
One that you'll cherish for the rest of your life. Cork lads will do it. Like there's lads in Italy going to college studying Cork men on romance. Doing their masters.
There is, yeah.
Vic, what have you got over there?
Lads, we were in the middle of watching Six Nations, Ireland versus England rugby game at home. He says to me, how are you fixed? Rings upstairs in the drawer. Ireland won the match and he won me, lads. 26 years married from Joanne. That's
beautiful, Joanne. Beautiful.
I love it.
So how are you fixed? Romantic. How are you fixed?
How are you fixed for a bit
the
of a
rest
session?
Of your life.
Yeah, my husband proposed to me outside the College of Com, and when he opened the ring box, there was no ring in it.
Oh!
I could have mangled him from Sharon. I love this one.
Hey guys, we got engaged in Boston on the ice skating rink. Went down on one knee in the middle of the ice skating rink. We were all excited, rang home, told everybody, and came back to the hotel to discover that my finger was getting more swollen as the night went on. Went out and celebrated and came back again to the hotel that we were staying in, and the ring got stuck on my finger. We had to go down to the maintenance man in the hotel and ask him to cut the ring off my finger because my finger was ballooning up by the minute. He would refuse to do it for insurance purposes, so my now husband had to cut the engagement ring off my finger with a pliers. But when we got home, the ring got fixed and I still have the little mark on my ring to this day.
Oh my God, that's such a good story.
So your man wouldn't take it off. You'd have to go to have to go to the fire brigade for that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
One of those bolt cutters.
Yeah.
Oh, what a story.
Oh my God.
That's such a good story.
Now, I like the ice skating rink though. That's kind of romantic,
yeah,
isn't it? In Boston.
Yeah, nice. All right, here we go. When I'm talking about romantic men from Cork, this is what I'm talking about.
Morning, lads. So I got engaged very long time ago, but we were in Tenerife and we were absolutely by the pool, just the two of us. And he said, I'm going to go up and make a tater roll. I said, you do that, love. I followed him up when he actually texted me saying, come up. I went up to the room. He was ballock naked because he was sweating and he made a tater roll. He had them all cut. He taters on his chest, and when I came out of the toilet, he was standing there with nothing on him, and he said, well, are you going to marry me? I was like, what in the name of God? And we are now 10 years together. So yes, that is my engagement story. We got married after 2 years in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Love it.
What is it about Cork and Tato and romance?
Tato's on the chest.
Yes.
Are you going to marry me or what?
Is that a question?
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Cut out, my love.
Okay, Kanye West has been criticised. He's currently selling $20 T-shirts with swastikas on his website.
This was the ad for the Super Bowl. He told everyone go to Yeezy.com. Now it's been pulled. The website's been shut down.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if it was hacked or if he was made... pull it down, but yeah, selling t-shirts with a swastika.
He spent the week saying the most horrific things on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and then Elon Musk pulled his account from Twitter, and now he's following up with selling those t-shirts on the website. I don't know. I actually don't even know what to say anymore.
He doesn't be well.
I don't think so, Casey. You know.
You know the swastika. It's one of the oldest symbols in the world, and it originates in India.
Does it?
From thousands and thousands of years ago. Like Swazi, apparently Swazi means good and well-being in that language.
Okay.
And it was just obviously hijacked and became a horrific symbol.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Of the past.
That's an interesting piece of history there. Yeah, he was basically kind of spewing anti-Semitic, homophobic, misogynistic hate speech on his X account to more than... He's got 32 million followers.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Anyway, so as you say, it's been the website's been closed down. Thank God. Peter Kay's been responding to criticism. He's all across the papers this morning. If you haven't heard about this story, I'll fill you in very quickly. He was doing a gig in Manchester and there was a few audience members that were getting a bit rowdy and shouting annoying things at him. And he threw them out and he called one of them Lisa Riley, and she's very offended. Lisa Riley being the Emmerdale actress.
Yeah.
So he's released a statement about the situation. We should just explain. I think there was somebody shouting garlic bread, wasn't there, in the middle of the gig.
Garlic bread!
An old sketch that he used to do, and it just annoyed him. But this was the sketch, the original sketch.
Garlic bread! Garlic bread! Garlic!
In a statement, he just said, listen, lads, he said, there comes a point when it's no longer fair to the audience who've paid to see him and also defended calling one woman Emmerdale actress Lisa Riley before evicting her from the arena. He said, I didn't realise it was an insult. She did look remarkably like Lisa Riley. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise that was an insult.
Yeah, backtracking there, buddy.
Yeah, so.
It's a shame that when people get kicked out of comedy shows, there's always somebody who's turned up who has too many jars on board.
I think that's literally what it was.
And they end up getting the road. By the way, Marvel fans, this weekend, the new Captain America is out, and it's their first black Captain America is Anthony Mackie.
Brilliant.
Sam Wilson. He will be alongside Harrison Ford. And Seth Rollins as well will be in there as well. The cast looks really good. If you're a Marvel fan, you've been waiting for this for a while. Why are Marvel so secretive? It's because of Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
And this is the story.
Sam Jackson was doing a movie.
Yeah.
And he was on set shooting a movie. And Marvel sent him a script to read for Avengers. His assistant goes into the production office, clicks download and print. The script never comes out. So he calls the tech. The tech comes, does the whole process again. The script comes out. He leaves. The next day, the script prints out. And some kid in the office got the script and, like, whoa, sold it. And they leaked the script online. Just because this one click didn't print and it printed later. Dude took the script instead of giving it back to Sam Jackson and probably getting, like, you know, 500. Instead of just being a cool dude, he sold.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's why they're so protective of the scripts and everything. It's because of a printer, basically. Yeah, that was Anthony Mackie talking on Capital in London yesterday. I mean, at least if you've been listening over the last 90 minutes to the show and you're thinking about popping the question or proposing someday, I mean, we have given you so many amazing ideas.
Oh, so many.
So much love in the air.
My lovely husband planned a big proposal in 2014. I was picking him up in Cork Airport after coming back from Australia. Instead of going down on one knee, he lifted me up with a hug and showed every one of you. Bottled the proposal until we got back to the car park into my little 2000 Toyota Yaris, and he pulled out a box and a ring from his bag. Bam. 9 years later, we were married. Aww. After that.
Oh, that's beautiful. A cute proposal. Beautiful.
Cork Airport, no better place, lads.
I'm still, nothing has topped this for me.
Good Irish proposal, up in Taylor Park and the Co-Cullen. The rings inside the back of the Taylor. How about that?
I don't think we could play that enough, could we? Still going to be funny, lads, in a year's time. It's so funny.
He's on a roller coaster.
He's on a roller coaster.
Puts the ring into a bag of cheese and onion. There you go, lad.
He's lucky it didn't fall out.
Oh, my God. Might be the ultimate Cork proposal. Kev?
Picture the scene, lads.
Yeah.
Sighting Tony's Bistro. Plate of tripe with Jasheen.
Beautiful.
Candlelight. Donkey's gudge for the dessert. All washed down with a bottle of Tanora. Ball and chain playing in the background. And a ring from Argos.
Pure class.
Nan says love. That is beautiful.
Pure class.
Kev, you are, like, I mean, again, Cork men and romance. You just can't beat it. Who have you got there on the line?
We've got the lovely Mark.
Hello, lovely Mark. What's the crack?
Hello, lads. How are things?
Have you proposed yet, Mark? Have you?
Oh, man, I'm actually 20 years married this year.
Well,
oh, congratulations.
Done. Congrats, Mark.
And where'd you do the job?
It was actually kind of funny story as well. We're just sitting in the sitting room. We just started chatting. I said, do you know what, we better get married, like. And she said, what? I said, we better get married. She said, all right. That was in, like, March or April or something. We were actually married that November.
Oh, brilliant.
We better get married, like.
The ring that weekend.
We better get married, like. I love it, Mark.
You didn't have any, did you even have a bag of Johnny Onion rings to give her?
I think we might have been.
Good man, Mark. Well, listen, 20 years celebration. We better get you to the Talbot Hotel, Cork. Two nights bed and breakfast and dinner for one night of your choice. By the way, who was the little riddle that we wrapped up for you? Who was the singer?
Lyra.
It was Lyra. Yeah, congratulations. Go have a beautiful weekend together.
Brilliant stuff. Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant, lads. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mind yourself.
Cheers.
Good luck. TalbotHotelCork.ie and the TalbotHotelMiddleton.ie if you want to find out more. They've done a little bit of rebranding. So the Oriel Park Hotel in Ballincollig is now the Talbot Hotel Cork, and the Middleton Park is becoming Talbot Hotel Middleton. I will do another one of those tomorrow. I'll give you tomorrow's one, okay? Male Noonse, okay? MailNonsee.
Okay.
Work that out tomorrow morning and get back to us. In the meantime, stay here for the Neil Prendeville Show with Mick. It's on the way next. Love you lots, late jelly tots.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Check back in before the new season. Stream The White Lotus with Now and on Sky.
Some of us don't have street smarts.
And so, yeah, that's how you can get into my house without setting off the alarm.
And some of us don't have smart smarts. It says push, don't.